You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
And welcome back. It is the WXCO Morning Room, part of Mornings with Pat Crivo on 98.9 WXCO. Ian Walsh on the other side of the glass. Good morning, Ian.
Good morning, Jeff.
We'll have more with you coming up because obviously you are getting closer and closer to hitting the stage at the Grand Theater on Thursday night. And it's a perfect segue to our segment here with the Executive Director of the Grand and the Wausau Performing Arts Foundation, Mr. Sean Wright. Sean, good to see you again.
Yeah, good morning.
I wanted to start off because we have been talking this week about Center Stage, Band and Show Choir taking over at the Grand Thursday, Friday, and Saturday night, Ian being part of that. And it's at the Grand. You and the Grand Theater allow other groups to be able to take advantage of this wonderful facility. You don't have to do this. How does this come about? What is the thinking behind it?
You know, it really is part of our mission to, you know, to provide opportunities for local groups and really help foster that lifelong appreciation for the arts. And the arts aren't just for touring artists, and they're not just for people sitting in the seats, but they're for people in our community who are talented and have the opportunities to perform. And so Center Stage, obviously, under Joel's leadership, is just an incredible organization. And yeah, it's one of the joys that we have are things like this, whether it's, you know, Center Stage or, you know, Sweeto when they're at the Grand, or, you know, Central Wisconsin School of Ballet, through the years Wausau Community Theater. It is a real joy when we're able to see our own on the stage. Touring shows are wonderful, but it's great to see the excitement and the work. We all know the work that goes in, and so to see them have the opportunity to star on the stage is a pretty neat thing.
And Ian, real fast, what is it like on the stage of the Grand Theater?
You know, honestly, just being at the Grand Theater, especially on the stage, is a real honor. Just thinking about all the great performers who have shared the stage with you, and now you get the opportunity to be a part of that. I mean, just looking out into the audience and seeing, you know, all the different lighting effects, like when it comes to Center Stage and all the different lights and sounds and the music and the way that everything comes together, performing at the Grand Theater is truly a great honor.
And that's one of the things I hope people do take advantage, just if they have not had a chance to sit in the Grand Theater and see a show. This is a wonderful opportunity. And then hopefully they'll want to come back with some of the great shows that you will be providing. And I was noticing that it really starts to heat up here as the temperatures cool down.
Yes, our season really kicks into high gear. October is a very busy month. Folsom Prism Experience, a really cool thing because it's a Johnny Cash tribute with talented musicians, but just as much, it actually has a theatrical setting. It is recreating the Folsom Prism concert, and so you hear great music, but you hear some of the things that went into it, because it was not as simple, perhaps, as the finished product looked like, and so have that coming up week from Friday. And then
so music bit of drama.
And a bit of drama. Then really excited to have Celtic Thunder at the Grand on.
And don't call it Celtic.
No.
It's Celtic.
It's Celtic. It's Celtic. Boston Celtics, it's Celtic Thunder. Make sure you know those two things different. So though, really, really, obviously incredible groups toward the world, a huge PBS favorite. And so this is actually the first time in over a decade that they've been to Wausau. So we're really excited to have them here. And then, yeah, we just sort of continue on Adam's Family for two nights, Tusk, Illuminate, Colin and Brad, Abomania. It is a really busy month of October, but that's the way we like it.
And the mixture again. And there's something that jumps out to me. I got to ask about this because I have no idea about this. Pumpkin carving contest.
That's right.
What the heck is
it?
I talk about variety. That's throwing a lot of variety
part,
right there.
Part of our free community engagement series. And so this is not just pumpkin carving. It is Addams Family themed pumpkin carving. The Addams Family Tour has been a great partner for this, and actually will be providing tickets to Addams Family, to the winners. So everybody can think of their best Wednesday Addams pumpkin to carve and come out and join us for a free event if you're good enough. I'm not eligible to win, but I also am not eligible to win because I would not have any of the skills needed to do it.
Let me ask you something about specifically the Addams Family show that's coming, because you mentioned Wednesday, and that's become a hit on streaming.
Yep.
I imagine that any kind of like a revival of people thinking, hey, the Addams Family, was this something that you had scheduled beforehand, or did you say, hey, it's something that's kind of sort of popping up again? I kind of want to be ahead of the curve here.
It clearly was in the mind of the producers when they decided to put this this production together and bring it out. And so you know, fortunately, by the time that we had the opportunity to bring it, Wednesday was already sort of out there and it hit. And, you know, I don't think the Wendy's Wednesday, you know, spooky meal had started, but still there was plenty of push there. And yeah, I mean, obviously that's something that's interesting in the Broadway world. There's always those opportunities that they're salespeople too. Oh, yeah. It's X anniversary of Jersey Boys. Well, it's been off the road for 2 years. It's a good time to bring it back for the anniversary. Well, we joke that we had the 20th anniversary of Riverdance, the 25th anniversary of Riverdance, and the 30th anniversary of Riverdance, all since 2020, which just doesn't really add up. But
the thing about your job is timing is so important, isn't it? I mean, you could bring in a wonderful show, but if the timing isn't right, it can be hard to sell.
Absolutely. I mean, one of the shows that we are really excited about coming up in February, Broadway musical Mrs. Doubtfire, and when the agent brought it to me, he said, well, we look at two shows. He's like, I want to look at a Saturday evening and then a Sunday matinee. He's like, you never get a Sunday matinee. Those are huge in the Broadway world. And I took one look at the calendar and said, absolutely not. I said, that is Super Bowl Sunday. And he said, oh, he's like, I know. He's like, we've done really well in a lot of markets on Super Bowl Sunday. I said, not in Wausau, Wisconsin. I said, and certainly not if there is any opportunity that the Packers could be playing in the Super Bowl. I said, he kept pushing and pushing. I said, Rich,
let me ask you real fast.
I said, I can't sit here and root against a team.
But let me ask you real fast. If you had not mentioned that it was Super Bowl Sunday, he wasn't going to tell you, was he?
Oh, no. He actually knew. I mean, the Broadway agents, we've got good relationships. He was up front and said,
okay.
I would hate to have somebody try to leave
you hanging.
He literally said, I know it's Super Bowl Sunday, but we actually do really good business because we do a 1 p.m. curtain and then people, they're in the mood. And I'm like, not here, Rich, not in Wausau. And I said, the Packers are going to be good, or we thought they were going to be good until last Sunday. And I said, so I could not live with myself sitting there if they're in the NFC Championship game going, well, I'd really like to go to the Super Bowl, but I'm also going to get I'm going to get 500 tickets returned for Mrs. Doubtfire. So instead, a two-show Saturday it is, and selling very nicely. So yes, timing absolutely works.
And we will have more with Sean Wright, the executive director of the Grand Theater, coming up in about 22 minutes. We'll be back at 7:22 for our next WXCO Morning Report. But coming up, it is the top of the hour. News, weather, and sports, and then more of Mornings with Pat Kreitlow here on 98.9 WXCO. You've got a ribbon and rainbow and a sun in your eye. Running through. Could be I'm happy, I'm sad. Could be I'm losing my head.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
It's Mornings with Pat Kreitlow on 98.9 WXCO. I am Chad Holmes along with Ian Welsh, and every other Thursday we get an opportunity to talk about what's happening at the Grand Theater with the executive director of the Grand and the Wausau Performing Arts Foundation, Sean Wright. I do see some low ticket alerts.
Yes.
A number of these shows already, the tickets are moving pretty well.
Yeah, they are. Illuminate, great family show coming up in a couple Saturdays. That show is basically sold out, just a handful of tickets left. Tusk, which is a really fantastic Fleetwood Mac tribute band, tickets getting really low for that show as well. And then a couple of shows in November, we did add and have added a matinee for Cirque Musica Holiday because our 7:30 p.m. show is basically sold out. So if people missed out on that opportunity, we've got a second show lined up for that one. And then we just roll through a busy fall with a lot of really fantastic shows and a lot of shows we've just put on sale as well.
So it's not too early for the late fall and maybe even the Christmas season if you think you're going to want to go to these shows to jump on those tickets.
No, absolutely not. I mean, looking at the holiday season, Oak Ridge Boys is already sold out. One of the two Mannheim Steamroller shows basically sold out. Cirque Dreams was last year. Cirque Music Holiday, the 7:30 sold out. So both Mannheim and Cirque Musica, we've added a second show. So those tickets are going fast. And of course, you know, nothing says the holidays like Steve-O, who will be at the Grand in December. But
how hard is it to add a show like that? To say, hey, we've sold out. We'd like you to do another show.
Yeah, I mean, you've got to, there's a couple considerations. One, the artist has to actually be interested in doing it. Secondly, then you've got to look at it from a a cost perspective. Mm-hmm. You know, we like to do it when we can because we provide the opportunity for people to see the show. But you obviously, if you're successful on one show, you don't want to turn around and, right. and lose those dollars on the second show. And obviously, a second show brings in additional costs. And so there's a lot of back and forth.
Yeah.
And sometimes it's just not feasible from the artists or the attraction's travel schedule, whether they're traveling in or traveling out. And we've run into that once or twice with a show that we'd wanted to add a second show, and they've wanted to add a second show, but then they've looked at the mileage and said, well, we're coming from Des Moines. That would mean we would have to load in at 5 a.m, and we physically cannot get here from, you know, a midnight out in Des Moines to a 5 a.m. load in Wausau.
Even when the lights are good.
Correct, exactly.
And I guess before we wrap it up, it's not too late to become a subscriber, is it?
No, not too late. Obviously, only season show we've had so far was the Righteous Brothers. So, yeah, 30-plus shows still remaining in the season. And, yeah, 4 shows or more gets you all the benefits of subscription, including discounted tickets on those shows that you select. And the opportunity as we add shows, as we have those, you know, those second shows for those holiday shows, Justin Willman, Marshall Tucker Band, Steve O, and the rest to, you know, you get first access to those tickets as well. So absolutely plenty of shows to choose from to subscribe.
And any updates on the Second Century campaign you'd like to share?
Yeah, we are excited. We are, you know, at that point where starting to really get real. I spent some time with our seating company over the last week, finalizing the details, the cup holders, very important cup holders, you know, the layout of the seats. And it's fun to see the step from a photo to a physical sample seat,
sure.
to a shop drawing to, you know, quickly getting into production. And
are you confident when you make the decisions? Because sometimes it can actually be hard when you have choices.
It's so hard. It really is. And, you know, and then
you want to be
so
right
variables.
Because this is for years.
Yeah, I mean, literally, we had multiple staff yesterday sitting there with the sample seat and the cup holder samples they've sent us, like, what if we put it up this high? What about this level?
Right.
What about that level? You know, and everybody had a different opinion. Like, oh, I like reaching down. So it's like, but then if you're reaching down, you know, suddenly your hair is in somebody's face. Okay, well, let's keep it. I mean, yeah. yes. And then there's just the simple, what can they do, you know, manufacturing wise and everything. So but that's an exciting thing because we are moving into the point of the campaign where it's going from, there's dates on the schedule, and we have some pretty renderings to, no, these are, you know, seats are getting ordered and materials.
It's becoming real, isn't
it? It's becoming very real. So, you know, we still obviously have, you know, about $4 million to go to our fundraising goal. So, you know, we've unveiled a new website, grand100.org, that has all of the Second Century details. You can get it, obviously, on grandtheater.org, but the grand100.org has everything, all of the great content that Sadie Fisher has created and you know, information about the campaign, people who have donated, opportunities for people to get involved and be part of the campaign. And that'll be the hub, because as these things start happening, it'll be the great people. We know people will want to see all the fun things that are coming up. I believe I think we're a couple weeks from now, we're supposed to see the all of the non-fixed seat furniture package. So all the seating you'll see elsewhere in other areas of the Grand.
I don't know if you've thought about this. This is an idea, because sometimes when there's a ballpark that's being built, they have a camera that's follows
along.
Are you gonna have a camera that follows along?
Absolutely be a time lapse within the theater so that people can see, especially because you know, the fact that we are doing all of this work over this really abbreviated closure means there's going to be a lot of various things going on at the same time. This is not a project where, okay, the seating company comes in and they take their 2 months, and then the painting company comes in and they take their month.
And I'm
then,
sure
then
they're all very aware of this, that this window is pretty
they're,
narrow.
They're very aware of this, and I don't want to know the things they're saying about us, and me in particular, behind closed doors.
All right. Well, again, great shows coming up. Check out grandtheater.org, and that's grandtheater with the ER.org, and grand100.org to get further information on the Second Century campaign as well. So, Sean, I always say it's busy, but it's going to keep getting busier and busier. So try to enjoy it.
You know, we will. I don't have any Cardinals playoff baseball to watch, so, you know, I've got plenty of time on my hands.
You'll become sort of the above-the-fray baseball playoff expert in a couple of weeks.
I will root for the Brewers. There you go. It's time.
It gets into the bloodstream, right?
We've got 11 world championships. You know, we can yeah,
and,
hand
you, and I'm sure you like to remind people when you are a little down. Yeah, we still have those 11
we still
world
have
championships.
Those 11, but the last one was a long time ago. So.
Very good. Well, Sean, always great to see you.
Yeah,
Sean Wright from the Grand Theater. We have the Farm Report coming up, and then more of Mornings with Pat Kreitlow here on 98.9 WXCO. And welcome back. It is the WXCO Morning Report, part of Mornings with Pat Kreitlow, 98.9 WXCO, online at WXCO.fm, mobile devices, and Alexa by searching WXCO and on the Civic Media app. Another very pleasant start here in North Central Wisconsin, a bit chillier than it's been in recent days. Right now, 47 degrees here at our studios in downtown Wausau at the corner of Washington Street and North 3rd Street in downtown Wausau. Sunny skies. Again, hopefully your day is off to a great start. I am Chad Holmes along with Ian Welsh. Ian, again, good morning.
Good morning, Chad.
We will have more on your big night in our last segment, but I want to talk a little bit today because yesterday, Tom Tiffany was in Wausau, one of his first appearances after announcing that he would be running for governor, and he basically started trying to set an agenda for his race for the state house, and I'm trying to be open-minded about this, but he's got a long record, and I don't understand this pattern that Republicans like to, things are really bad, but they really don't do anything to make things better. That's basically what they do. They say that things are not going well. That's what he says. Oh, I'm running because I'm somebody that is change the way things are done in Madison. I know how to do things. And they don't believe in using government for a positive. They don't believe in trying to fix problems. They just try to point out problems and say, hey, it's your fault. And I don't understand this idea of always trashing the state or trashing the country when things are not under your control. And then saying, as Donald Trump says, well, now everything's wonderful. I'm sorry, but you don't take over on January the 20th this year and say that everything was terrible. And then now today here in, September, everything's wonderful. Fantastic. I mean, come on. So I would hope that we are going to see a campaign that actually talks about issues, does not fall into the trap of the horse race, does not fall into the trap of personalities. Talk about education and education funding. What does Tom Tiffany believe we should be doing in terms of education and education funding? I don't want to hear the generalities that, oh, we're not doing well enough. Well, we hear that all the time. What are your solutions to the problems? We need to
specifics.
Be better. Yes, we need to be better on programs like this.
Mm-hmm.
And I think over the next year, something that you and I are going to do is we're going to go issue by issue and look at these candidates and what they are saying about issues. Mm-hmm. Try to take away the personalities, whether it's the personalities of the candidates or the personalities of myself or yourself. Let's try to get down to the core about the future for the state of Wisconsin.
Take away the showmanship and focus on the actual issues themselves.
Right. I mean, it's so easy. And I saw an interview with Tiffany yesterday where he's talking about, you know, just a laundry list of things that he thinks are not right with Wisconsin.
Anything I want specific? Or
no.
Just
well, he talks about dropping below Mississippi in terms of educational attainment. Okay. What are you going to do about it? Does it mean more funding for private schools? I mean, disagree with it, but at least there'll be an answer. But he just goes through a list. Mm-hmm. He says, we are in the bottom 10 to be able to start a business. You know what that means. Oh, we can't have any regulation or any rules. Mm-hmm. Anybody should be able to do anything they want as long as they're a rich guy. No, that's not the way to go.
Nope.
Energy costs. Okay. Well, is eliminating solar or alternative energies the way to go? Well, I want to hear that discussion. So, again, it's going to be a long campaign. The primary is not until next August. So we already have a number of candidates on both sides of the aisle.
Yep.
So there'll be a lot to talk about. But let's talk about issues and not talk about horse races. Let's not talk about who gets the Trump endorsement, which seems to be the golden goose over on the Republican side.
And instead of just pointing out all the things that we're doing wrong, how about we come up with, you know, some possible solutions as how we can make it right or how we can improve upon it? Instead of saying like, oh, there's no way to fix this, it's like, well, if there is a way to fix it, why don't you give us some examples and we can see if they're actually feasible ideas.
The battle of ideas.
Exactly.
That's the bottom line.
We've talked about that constantly because it is important. It's not just about, you know, who has the more bigger personality or, you know, the biggest ratings. It's about, you know, talking about these issues and how we want to fix them for future generations. Because if we don't start fixing things now, the future generations are going to have a real workload on their hands, and that's not fair to them.
And by the way, there's also we've talked about, well, what happens now in the 7th Congressional District, where Tom Tiffany has been the representative. It didn't take long, but a Republican candidate has already thrown her hat into the ring. It's Jesse Eben of Stanley. And the only thing I know about her right now is she calls herself a Trump conservative. So there's a start. We will try to fill in the blanks for her as we move forward. There is one person who has already announced that he will be running on the Democratic side, so we'll talk about that as well. So, again, election season is getting closer and closer and closer. It'll be a very, interesting 2026.
I agree.
Coming up after our information update here at the top of the hour, I will be joining Pat Kreitlow. We'll be talking about stuff. So I'll be with Pat coming up. And then me and Ian will be back at 8:22, and we'll talk about what Ian's up to and give the number for the day quiz as well.
Mm-hmm.
It's almost 8 o'clock. Good morning. 47 degrees here in downtown Wausau. It is the WXCO Morning Report, part of Mornings with Pat Kreitlow, 98.9 WXCO.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
And welcome back. It is the WXCO Morning Report, part of Mornings with Pat Kreitlow here on 98.9 WXCO, online at WXCO.fm, mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app. Again, the sun is shining here on this Thursday morning, the 25th day of September. Yeah, we're getting close to October. How about that? But now, again, a very pleasant start here this morning. Temperature is a bit chillier than it's been, but very... You feel it out there. It refreshes you.
You really do.
49 degrees is the temperature. Should be another beautiful day. In fact, we're in the midst of some really beautiful weather here in north central Wisconsin. But just because it's beautiful outside doesn't mean that you shouldn't spend at least a little bit of time indoors here over the next 3 nights. Because Ian Welsh, along with some other very talented folks from Center Stage Band and Show Choir, are starting tonight at the Grand Theater. They're big production, free at the Grand Theater. What is the title again of your production?
The title of the show is Hits from Across the Atlantic.
So the British invasion coming here to the Grand Theater. And
lots of great music.
Last night was your final rehearsal.
It was. It went very well. And we're very excited for our opening night tonight, and I hope we have a good crowd.
We had a couple of your castmates on yesterday. Are you nervous? Are you any nerves involved when you get ready for the opener tonight?
As an actor, it's actually a pretty normal to be nervous before every show. But the trick is to take those nerves and focus them into positive energy to give you that extra little burst of energy, especially for your opening night audience.
The thing about it is we've talked, it's the free admission. You mm-hmm. can get tickets at the door. There are some other sponsors. You can pick up tickets as well, but there's really not an issue in terms of tickets because it's such a large venue.
And we never turn anyone away.
There you go. So they'll sit you on stage if necessary. So it's
I wish we could. That'd be a pretty cool experience. A little dangerous, though.
So it would be. I don't want to be in the point because I know there's is there any dancing involved this time around along with your singing and stuff like that?
Well, there's a lot of dancing involved in this year's show. I think a little more dancing than usual, so it'll be a very high energy show for sure.
Well, fantastic. Again,
I look forward to seeing you at one of these shows as well.
Yep. It's either tonight or Saturday for sure, one or the other. I'm leaning towards Saturday at this point. I just like Saturday. I like where it's like I haven't had a long day at work, and I mean, for some people it's wonderful to be able to have work, go have some dinner downtown, go and see a wonderful show. But this way, and actually, I work either way. I mean, Saturday I've worked too because we have a football game in the afternoon, but it'll be done well before the show. But one, if I feel it tonight, if I just get to the point, because I go off and I do my pregame interviews on Thursday, when I get done with that last one, which is usually, it's usually around 5:45, 6, and it's like, I want to go home and get prepared, and then freshen up. So it may be a little tight. So I'm thinking probably on Saturday, but either way, I am looking forward to being there. I was so impressed a year ago when I went to that show. It was just, again, it really was something special. And being in the audience, and I think I told you this last year, that the audience was really engaged with the entire production. It was, you could feel it in the audience that they were engaged with what you were doing on stage, and it felt as though you guys were very much engaged with the audience as well, and it turned into such a wonderful show. And again, as I said during the interview with your cast members, that this is a production that would be worth $30-$35. I mean, it was that good. I mean, in terms of being at the Grand and feeling the energy there, and then having the talent and the entertainment value come through, it was something that is just, I mean, it's an incredible deal. It's an incredible opportunity for people to really, who enjoy music, who enjoy live theatrical productions, to take advantage, and people that just like being at the Grand Theater. It's the final chance maybe for some people to see the Grand in its current configuration before the second century campaign will change things when you are back in about a year from now, or probably a little later than that. I don't know how it's going to work next year.
We'll be at a different location next year. The next time that Center Stage is at the Grand Theater, it will be in a newly renovated theater, which honestly I can't wait to see.
Yeah, because a year from now, it's still going to be closed. So if you want to keep your show at the same time, you do have to go somewhere else. So
we are working on a backup location for next
year. I'm sure it'll work out great. So we'll look forward to seeing you. And again, folks, go out there 7 o'clock, right? 7 o'clock each night?
7 o'clock tonight and Friday and Saturday at the Grand Theater. It's absolutely free. Bring your family. Bring your friends. If you want to
bring people you don't know. Night, Grab them off the streets. Bring them in.
If you want to come to more than one show, you're more than welcome to.
All right. Well, let's finish things off here with our number for the day quiz.
Okay.
You're 1 for 3, so big days here.
Yeah.
You got to get at least 1 for a passing grade. You got to get them both for a winning week.
Big risk.
Today, it's the number of guests at the average American wedding. The average American wedding, how many guests are there?
Okay.
So your choices are.
All right.
149.
Okay.
189.
Wow.
229.
149, 189, 229.
This is pretty amazing, these numbers, all of those numbers.
Average amount of
guests.
Guests. At the average American
I guess,
wedding.
You know, when you think about it, between families and friends, maybe it does add up to a lot. I just know when I get married, if I get married, it's not going to be any of those numbers.
You know, I'm going to say 189 is my final guess. I'm going to say 189.
Average number of guests at an American wedding is 189.
Oh,
so 2 out of 4. Nice. You are now tomorrow will try for a winning week.
Yes.
Well, break a leg tonight.
Thank you, Chad. Happy Thursday, everybody. Have a great day.
And back to Pat Kreitlow. Mornings with Pat Kreitlow coming up next. 98.9 WXCO.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.